Welcome to this special report about a major prediction for 2022, what's going to happen as they flip the script on these vaccines. This is being recorded on December 30th, 2021. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger of naturalnews.com. Thank you for joining me. And it's so easy to see this plan, how it's all playing out perfectly to frame Trump, to make Fauci the scapegoat, and then to put the blame for all the vaccine injuries on the American people themselves, while excusing the drug companies. So here's how it's gonna work. This is my prediction. It's gonna happen sometime in 2022. I'm fairly certain it could be 2023, but this is going to happen sooner or later. Number one, understand that there's no such thing as an FDA-approved COVID vaccine available in the United States. Does not exist. The only vaccine approved by the FDA is Comirnaty, and there's not any Comirnaty vaccine available in the United States. It's only available overseas. And there are very specific reasons why this is the case, because if an FDA-approved vaccine were administered in the United States, the drug company that made it would not have legal immunity unless that vaccine was added to the childhood immunization schedule. At that point, they have legal immunity. So understand that under EUA or emergency use authorization, they have legal immunity for experimental non-approved vaccines. And that's what's being given now, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and so on. But once a vaccine is approved and released in America, but not on the childhood immunization schedule, people can sue when they're damaged or killed by the vaccine. And then once the vaccine is added to the childhood immunization schedule, then they have legal immunity again, even when adults take that vaccine. So this is why they're pushing to vaccinate children, by the way. It has nothing to do with protecting children. It has everything to do with achieving legal immunity. That's the whole scam right there. But getting back to the prediction for 2022, or possibly 2023, at some point, the number of vaccine injuries and deaths will be impossible to cover up. They just won't be able to cover it up because everybody will know somebody who is injured or killed after taking the vaccine. The numbers are just astronomical. Right now in America, very nearly a million people have been killed by these vaccines. It's probably somewhere between 800,000 and a million right now. And at the same time, millions of people have been injured. And then tens of millions of people have had their immune systems destroyed, and they're going to die from other more common infections, especially during this flu season here. You're going to see a lot of deaths from, quote, the flu that are actually caused by the vaccine, or they should be called vaccine-associated deaths, or VACs, by the way. And you're also going to see a lot of cancer deaths, of course, over the next decade or even more, because of how the vaccine suppresses your immune response, making you more vulnerable to cancer. So the deaths are coming. At some point, the media won't be able to keep covering it up. So they have a plan ready for how they're going to explain this away. And that's what I'm presenting here. This is how it's gonna go. You're gonna hear this from CNN, USA Today, New York Times, MSNBC, all of it. There's gonna come a day they're gonna say, well, we've just found out that even though the vaccines are very safe and effective in saving tens of millions of lives or something, they'll say something like that, even though that's the case, we found that they're causing a lot of injuries and they're killing some people. And they'll say, it's all due to Trump rushing the vaccine development and forcing drug companies to hurry through Operation Warp Speed and skip the long-term clinical trials that they wanted to do. This is going to be the narrative. If only the vaccine companies had been given more time, these vaccines, they'll say, would have not only saved lives, but they would have not harmed anyone. But Trump rushed them, and Fauci misrepresented the data, or something along those lines. They're going to throw Trump and Fauci under the bus. And from that point, every vaccine death will be blamed on Trump. And that's when you're going to see the media start to roll out very high numbers of vaccine deaths. And then you're going to see something else interesting or horrifying from the media. And they're going to say, well, Joe Biden just inherited this mess that Trump caused. It was Trump that pushed Operation Warp Speed. It was Trump that rushed the drug companies. It was Trump that pressured the FDA to issue emergency use authorization. Therefore, all the vaccine deaths happening under Biden are really just Trump's fault. You see, that's what they're going to say. And then the next chapter of this comes out. Here, listen to this. And for all of you who were injured by the vaccine, they'll say, it's Trump's fault, you see, for all the same reasons. Oh, Trump pushed the EUA. Trump pushed the vaccine. It's Trump's fault. And they'll say, by the way, it's also your fault because you took an experimental injection. It was experimental. We reported it, they'll say. You know, the New York Times will say, it's all experimental under the EUA. And we told you, you were warned. The FDA said it's experimental. And, oh, you took it anyway. So too bad you listened to Trump. Too bad you got injured or killed. And this is how it's going to go, folks. So they're going to scapegoat Trump and Fauci. They're going to protect Biden and they're going to protect Big Pharma. And they're going to blame the injuries on the people who were injured. Yeah, this is exactly what's coming. And they are, of course, going to say the vaccines overall save lives. So we should be very thankful that Big Pharma, you know, even given how they were rushed by Trump, they still managed to save lives under horrific political pressure and threats from former President Trump or something like that. This is how the narrative's going to go. Now, in order to further protect the drug companies, something else they'll say to the people who were injured is, well, you should be thankful that you were only injured because without the vaccine, you probably would have died. That's right. That's right. The drug companies and their vaccines, they were able to save your life to where you only have an injury. And you should be thankful. It's going to go like that. Trust me, this is what's coming. Because again, they can't hide the injuries. They're just going to have to reframe them. And that's what this is all about. And by the way, tens of millions of Americans who are left-wing lunatics, Democrats, Biden supporters, they will smile and agree as they are injured, you know, and they're having neurological reactions, facial paralysis, brain fog, spike protein attacks on their organs, whatever, they will sit there and say, oh, thank God. Thank God for the vaccine, or it could have been worse. They will. They'll go right along with it. And they will praise Biden, and they will praise Big Pharma. And yeah, they'll turn against Fauci once the media tells them to. They have no loyalty to any truth or facts or anything. They'll just do whatever they're told because they are programmable life forms. They're biological puppets. So they can't wait to be ordered of what to do and what to say and what to think. They can't wait. And they will literally excuse away all the vaccine injuries that they have suffered. So understand, there will not be a public uprising of the vaccine injured because most of those people are left-wingers and they will smile and explain it away and thank Pfizer and Moderna for their injury. That's how brainwashed they are. It's like being tortured in a dungeon and then thanking your torturer. Oh, thank you for the whips and chains. Please whip me more. You know, these people are totally insane, completely brainwashed. And of course, many of them will at some point just be dead and therefore they won't rise up and protest unless they're going to be reanimated zombies or something. See, one of the big things that Big Pharma knows is that dead people don't protest. And so if they can kill a large enough number of people, they can prevent any kind of mass uprising or protests of any kind or backlash or, you know, people writing their senators and describing their vaccine injuries. In fact, Big Pharma would rather that nobody got injured, but everybody got killed. They don't want injured people to be alive and to still be able to complain about their injuries. They'd rather they just die because then they stop complaining. And think about it. Big Pharma, how much do they make off of, I don't know, three shots? What do they make, like $15 a shot or something? So they're making under 50 bucks. And for under $50 in revenue, they're willing to destroy a person's life. A person, you can't place value on a human life. You can't place value on their connections, their family, their skills, their memories, their experience, the suffering. You can't, you know, you can't put a number on that. But just to make 50 bucks, they will destroy lives, and they will do it rather gladly. That's what's incredible about all this. Big Pharma is happy to make money off of people's suffering and death. So when all of this is said and done, by the way, Trump will be depicted as the Joseph Mengele of our time. It will be Trump who will be blamed for these mass medical experiments. And they can use that term, experiment, because these are emergency use authorization drugs that are, by definition, experimental. Well, not drugs, so-called vaccines. They're by definition experimental because none of them have been approved by the FDA. So every time Trump goes out and tells people to take vaccines, he is on the record encouraging members of the public to engage in medical experimentation. Every time. And he's done it again and again and again. He's on the record. They're not going to let him go. They're going to turn this against him and maybe end up having him prosecuted for crimes against humanity at some point. I can definitely see that happening. And he's falling right into their trap. And you notice, by the way, that Trump has never publicly mentioned which vaccine he took or which booster he took. And Anne Vandersteel has a very interesting theory on this, and she posted this on her Telegram account. She thinks Trump probably took the Walter Reed military vaccine because that's the only vaccine that has actually been subjected to clinical trials. That's right. But that vaccine is not available to the public, but it would be available to the commander-in-chief or even a former president. So what do you think? Did Trump take the Walter Reed vaccine that may actually be relatively safe compared to the other vaccines, while at the same time Trump pushed everybody else to take the experimental injections, Pfizer and Moderna, that are biological weapons and depopulation injections? What's going to happen when that comes out, that Trump took the Walter Reed vaccine, if indeed that's what happened? So what, a super secret, special tested vaccine just for Trump, and then everybody else is a guinea pig? Yep, that's how the media is going to describe it, you see. Not difficult to see this, I'm telling you. It's an obvious blueprint for how this is going to play out. Very obvious at this point. So that's my take on all this. And by the way, I really want to say thank you to all of you out there who are posting on Brighttown.com. You're doing amazing. I love all the videos that I see. There's so many people. I notice a lot of people are doing exclusive videos on Brighttown as well. And you're gaining an audience there, and your subscribers, you know, 100%. There's no shadow banning on Brighttown. So if you get 1,000 subscribers there that follow your channel, then when they log in, when they visit the website, they're going to see your videos right up top. And again, there's no shadow banning whatsoever. So even though the video viewership numbers are smaller on Brighttown than, let's say, YouTube, these are real viewers, real people, and people who are loyal to your channel and to your message. These are, you know, the active viewers who are doing something about what's going on in our world. And Brighttown.com is becoming just an amazing collection, almost a historical record of our time. And so I thank you for using it. I encourage you to keep on using it. And I'm going to keep using it, obviously, and we've got a lot yet coming in terms of features and rollout and migration to an improved hosting environment. Lots of things happening in 2022 with Brighttown.com. Don't forget to check out Brighttown.tv, and also we're launching BrighttownRadio.com in January, coming right up. A lot of new hosts there. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Talk to you later.